Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. So great to be here. And we're going to get back to Patty Schaffner, but first we have a very special moment planned, don't we, Jacob?
That's correct, Maestro. We have some words of wisdom from our ever-fashionable and wizened sound engineer, Mr. Nate Butler.
There's nothing so profound or great as a moment with Nate.
Nate Butler.
Yes, George.
So lovely to see you here today. You had your hands full with all this wiring.
Yeah, there's a lot of technology.
A lot of stuff going on here.
Did you hear that?
Oh.
That's like the jokes. Like the
Where
the
is joke. That coming from?
It's a soundboard here.
Isn't that cool?
The soundboard is doing that?
It kind of has
a mind of its own.
No, I did that to it.
Oh, I thought you were having a relationship. What?
I was having trouble thinking of a joke, and it was coming to me late, and I thought, well, it's a little like a delay.
A delay.
Oh, so. It is a lot like a delay.
So that's all I got.
That's okay. That was certainly enough. John, take it away.
That was a moment.
And that, my friends, was one of those most profound moments with Nate. Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, we're back with Patty Schaffner and so excited to be back. I am just thrilled with your work with your jazz work. And that first song you did today was just so stellar. And you were mentioning being in your interview on Moonlight, our Moonlight program, you were mentioning that you were influenced by Joni Mitchell's somewhat.
Partly because, and I didn't realize it at the time that I was listening to it, but Joni was actually deeply influenced by jazz. And, you know, she had an album called Mingus that
I have that album.
Yeah, which is, an unusual and beautiful album.
And wasn't there another one, Hissing of the Summer?
The Hissing of Summer Lawns, which I have heard was Prince's favorite album of Joni Mitchell's. He was a huge fan of Joni Mitchell.
I just loved how she just never stopped growing in her musical. You know, she started as a very kind of rudimentary guitar player.
She actually played a dulcimer because
she didn't learn
to play the guitar until later.
Yeah,
actually,
and then the open tuning, she developed lots of
open tunings. I love playing with the open tunings, although I'm not doing anything today with an open tuning.
That's okay. But do something else for us, because I want to get right to it.
And actually, this is going to be, all of the songs that I'm doing today are going to be on my new album, which I hope will be out by, at the very latest, the middle of May. It's called From the Left Side of My Heart. And it's going to be 15 cuts and 14 songs, and I'm fortunate enough to have Ken Yates, who is a songwriter from Canada, has given me permission to use one of his songs, Leave Me the Light On, so it'll be the first time I'll be covering someone else's song on a solo album, and I'm excited about that as well. So this song, we always get asked about how we write songs, and I wish there was some, there are formulas, but I wish there was some formula that I could just sit down and go, now I'm going to write the perfect song. But when my husband had died, someone had given me a gift that had a little birch heart on it, and I had it hanging in the house, and I was going to take and hang it outside and set it by the front door. And literally from the time it took me to walk from the front door to my kitchen, the whole first verse and the melody came to me as like in a flash. And so I think of this song as a gift from my husband, and it's called I Will Be Here Still. Hang a wooden heart from a branch in a willow tree. Let it weather there and remember me. Let grace and time do the work they will. When the heart is gone, I will be here still, loving you. In the darkest night, when my face you cannot see, close your eyes and let your heart soar free. I will come to you on the softest wings. You will hear my voice as the night bird sings, loving you. Everything must end. That's how it all begins again. But if you should doubt that my love is true, here's what I would have you do. Seed in the earth so warm and sweet. There let it rest and through the winter keep. As spring does come and the seed will grow, when you see that green, you will surely know that I'm loving you. Everything must end. That's how it all begins again. And if you should doubt that my love is true, here's what I would have you do. Hang a wooden heart from a branch in a willow tree. Let it weather there and remember me. With grace and time, do the work they will. When the heart is gone, I will be here still,
beautiful song.
Thank you.
I loved when I was listening to your interview again on our Moonlight program. I love the way you talked about this loss in your life as a change in relationship. Mm-hmm. I love that concept, that how it, you know, it's just a change in the relationship, and things go on, but they've changed.
It is, and that's one of the things that this last song did for me. It helped to make the thing that felt most painful to become familiar rather than easier. You know, it's easy for people to say, oh, it gets easier with time. It's not that it gets easier, it gets more familiar. So you're used to it. You know, it's like something that aches, and you can ignore it sometimes, and it sits kind of in the background, but it changes the relationship to the person who's gone.
I think those experiences, I don't want to trivialize this in any way, but I think those experiences of loss that we have in our lives really help us deepen to our empathic selves.
Absolutely, for sure.
And that you were, and again, this interview was so full of gems, and you were talking about, you know, that the act of songwriting as a kind of spiritual path. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was so interesting. And I feel that way too about it, or I feel that way about all creating. I'm sure you do too, but just creating anything is kind of a, you know, it's part of a spiritual path. And, but I don't want to talk too much because I want to go right into another song. Is that okay?
Into another song. Yeah. It is. And actually, this will be the last cut on the album. And it's probably the most upbeat song that I've written maybe ever. And so I think that kind of brings the album, which is this journey of my own grieving and mourning into perspective. You know, it brings it around so that what, you know, you look for in the end is to find a reconnection with joy. And so that's what this one hopefully is gets to do, right? So
I can't wait.
This is Take Me Home. I was born to do something, but I didn't know what. I lost my faith, but I picked it up. I've got dirt on my shoes and hope in my cup. And I wanna go home again. They say the past won't catch you if you let it go, and that you can't go home, but still you know. You never can say which way the wind is gonna blow. And I wanna go home again. Take me home, I'm traveling light. Take me home, that's where I've set my sights. Take me home, I wanna make things right. Yeah. Let love always be your true North Star. Yeah, I wanna go home again. Take me home, I'm a traveling light. Take me home, that's where I've set my sights. Take me home, I wanna make things right. Yeah, I wanna go home again. Take my ashes and scatter me wide. Take me to the ocean and the mountainside. Set me on the breeze and let me ride. Yeah, I wanna go home again. Take me home, I'm traveling light. Take me home, that's where I've set my sights. Take me home, I wanna make things right.
Yeah, I wanna go home again. Take me home, I'm traveling light. Take me home, that's where I've set my sights. Take me home, I wanna make things right. Yeah, I wanna go home again. Take me home. Take me home. Take me home.
Woo!
Thank you.
What a uplifting, integrating kind of song, you know? It's,
yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I think of your, you know, you're talking about your songs and the way you process life through them. Mm-hmm. And I think how they have this sort of integrating psychological function for us, I think.
You know, a friend of mine, Cozy Sheridan, who's a singer, a fabulous singer-songwriter, once said that, you know, it is the job of those of us who are the creators, the performers, to give voice to what people feel but don't necessarily have the words for.
Right.
And I thought that that was, you know, that's really true.
I think your songs really do that. I think they capture a lot of what we all feel. And we sense their universality when you sing them.
That's my hope.
Yeah, well, that's just great. What a wonderful songwriter you are.
Thank you. We're
so lucky to have you here in Indiana. And you're a state treasure.
Hey, I like that. You know, that maybe someday I can get close to Carrie Newcomer on that. If only, right? And I don't know, can I mention that my website... all right, great. So you can find me, if you Google my name, Patti, Schaffner, Schaffner. My website is jazzdakini.com. And that, for people who are going, what? Bikini, zucchini. It's actually JAZZDAKINI.com.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I hope many people search you out because you certainly deserve it. It's been a wonderful thing having you here today, Patti.
Thank you, George. I'm so glad to be back here and with this wonderful crew that you have.
Oh, yeah. They are wonderful, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's great. John, can you take us home?
I'd be happy to, George.
With support from Judith Robert and in the memory of our good friend Tom Kapazinskis, and with additional support from Marshall County Community Foundation and the First Source Bank, you've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
Well, thank you so much, Jacob Marino, and thanks to Patti Schaffner for driving all the way down from the region, sharing her beautiful songs with us. Thanks also to poet Kayleen Johnson Sullivan for helping us celebrate Poetry Month with her inspiring images from the natural environment of Alaska. Thanks to Cindy Davis and Cindy Boner for their help performing her work. And of course, the great Matthew Carter Scutchfield for his accompaniments. Thanks for the talented Ryan Meir running the last Mevo production of our radio show for Facebook. And Nate Butler for his mixing at Sage Audio Profundities. Thanks to Matthew Bergmoser, our photographer, Howard Gibbs, our camouflage style and stage manager, Marcia Heinsberger and Jennifer Reed, our sparkling hospitality team, Michelle Schricker for her undying support of the moon and its mission, and thanks to Jim Yoakum, who is currently turning our sound stages into four-camera production studios. Also, special thanks for Mary Schricker for putting up with me when I was younger, and Gene Pazderka, who lives in our hearts forever. John, is there fire in that nitro ox?
It's made out of fire.
Oh, go.
So when you think,
oh yeah,
you've lost that life,
you better believe it.
All pain and heartache, fill your soul with strife. Remember,
oh, please remember,
as you're tumbling down,
woo-hoo,
it won't be long.
Sing it with us now.
Till the river goes round.
Here we go.
The river goes round. Round the bend.
The river goes
This has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production.